My devices reset all the clocks during daylight saving time, so I'm not exactly springing forward, am I? It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome, so set your clocks accordingly. I'm Brady. It's Friday, March 10th. Daylight saving time begins early this Sunday. Some people love the time change. Other people grouse about having to spring forward an hour and then fall back again in November. And that is pretty much the history of daylight saving time. People have been complaining about the time change or the lack of one since it first came up. The proposal that led to DST came from George Vernon Hudson of New Zealand. His day job was with the Postal Service, but his passion was collecting and studying insects. He actually wrote multiple books about entomology. In 1895, Hudson presented a paper saying that a seasonal time shift would let people make better use of daylight hours, and more importantly, give him more time to work with insects. People were not on board with the idea at first, but a couple decades later, they found a reason to do so. World War I. Countries were looking to conserve as much fuel as possible for the war effort, and changing clocks meant people would use less electric light. But the time change was also a big boost for many industries. If it was still light out at the end of the workday, for example, people might go out more and spend more money. There was actually a boom in golf ball sales after daylight saving time began. Later on, the barbecue industry saw big profits as well, and the candy industry pushed to extend DST through at least Halloween so that people would buy and give out more candy for trick-or-treaters. But of course, the time change has always had opponents too, especially farmers who have said it's very disruptive to their animals. Health advocates say there are actually more heart attacks and strokes around time changes, and that DST can be bad for some people with depression. Some energy experts say it may not actually save energy these days anyway. One thing is for sure, whether we're in standard time or daylight saving time, entomologists have carried on learning about the world's insects, which sounds like what George Vernon Hutton would have wanted all along. You can learn more about the history of the always controversial daylight saving time at coolweirdawesome.com. And we'll tell you about another era-defining change that's right after this short break.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Welcome back. Around this time in 1998, the UK's House of Commons did away with a long-standing tradition. The rules had said any member who wished to raise a point of order had to do so seated and covered, meaning they had to wear a hat. Lawmakers kept communal hats on hand in case they were needed, until they decided why not just do away with the hats and the rule. I'm Brady. Hats off to you today. Thanks for listening, and come back again next week for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.
Another helpful Brady Carlson project.